Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Speaking of people who have done well for themselves, Blake Sterling from Wealth Within. Blake, are you there?
Yes, I am. Brett, how are you going?
Oh, good, mate. It's just a boys' day out in here today. It's just you and me. So.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
Oh, it's fantastic. Don't have Beth interrupting us with irrelevant stuff. she's off at a management meeting or something, she reckons. So.
Okay, no worries at all.
So it's just, and Nico's on from 4 till day with replacing Doug Aiton for the day. So.
Oh,
okay. He's resting his vocal cords.
Oh, there you go. That's very nice, isn't it?
So, it is indeed. So, it's just you and me, mate. So what are we going to talk about for the next, 10, 15, 20 minutes or so?
Look, Brett, I'd like to start off a bit about the market, if we can.
Yes.
As you probably heard overnight, or, well, yesterday afternoon in Europe, the Eurozone summit went through, and now there's been some agreements with pretty big parts of the plan that the Eurozone leaders wanted to get through, one being was the actual size of the bailout fund,
yep.
And then also the amount they were going to cut the Greek debt by. So that's all gone through, and we've seen the market over the last couple of days really taken off because of that, and on the back of, obviously, world markets going up as well. So everything's looking a little bit rosier at the moment, which is good. It sort of beats what we've seen the last couple of months where the market's been going down.
Yeah, and I just looked just on my phone then. The market was up about 61, and now it's just got it 49. So it's just dropped a bit in the last half hour.
It's dropping back a bit. When I looked just before, we're at about 4,440-odd points.
I've just got 4,398.
Okay, there you go. So we've come back even more than that.
Yeah.
So that's okay. But look, we have broken above quite an important level around 4,300, which was a level we've been talking about a little bit over recent weeks, and quite an important level for the market to break through. And my thinking was, as the ones that broke through that, we're likely to see the market keep going up for the next hopefully few weeks or so. But if things remain positive, we could even see the market unfold upwards for the next couple of months, sort of moving into early next year.
And is that good for us at Christmas time?
Well, it could be from, well, yeah, because I mean, look, we're looking at perhaps people getting a little bit more confident with what's going on, and people then putting more money back into the market, and that's always a confident sign of what's unfolding. The big side of things, though, is how the dollar's going to unfold over the coming months,
given that
we're likely to see an interest rate cut. Very soon, perhaps on Melbourne Cup Day, if rates are cut, that's then likely to see the dollar actually come down, because a lot of the overseas investors might then begin to sell down the Australian dollar as they're pulling money out of assets in Australia,
mm-hmm.
and that will then translate into perhaps a little bit more costliness for some of the imports and perhaps higher prices. So it's a bit of a waiting game at the moment, but with the market pointing up, it's always positive.
Yeah, and the dollar's just over $1.07 at the moment, US, so that's pretty good, isn't it?
Is very, very good, and like I was saying before, and I've said a couple of times actually, when we sort of talk about the dollar and what goes on within Australia, our dollar is heavily tied to commodities, but also we're very much seen by overseas investors as quite a risk-orientated country. So as soon as we pull down our interest rates, which translate into basically the returns that a lot of these people get on things like cash investments and those kinds of things. And as soon as those come down, then obviously the returns for those overseas guys also come down. They then begin to start perhaps pulling some of their money out to go back to places like the US and Europe, which are still seen as basically safe havens, even though with what's gone on recently. But that's just, attitude of a lot of these people that we're seeing as quite small and quite risky to actually invest in.
Yeah, and have you got a price on gold there today?
Oh, I haven't at the moment. Have you had a look at
No, I haven't. I haven't had a look yet. I'll have to suss that one out shortly just to see how it's all going there.
I know it has bounced back recently, and again, that's just because of what we're sort of seeing within Europe and US, and a little bit of the bad news that was sort of going on prior to what's just happened within Europe. So people were again putting their money back into gold, but I'm assuming it may have perhaps pulled off a little bit of steam over the last day or so, given what's happened in Europe with the agreements coming out on the two big parts of their major plan over there.
Yeah. What do you think the RBA will actually do on Tuesday?
Look, I think they're more than likely going to cut rates. That, I mean, we're looking now at inflation's definitely back within their headline rates, that sort of 2 to 3% rate. We're currently looking at about 2.2% for the last quarter. So it's definitely back within that particular realm of what they'd like to sort of see it in. So given that it looks like price growth is starting to fall away now, then, look, I think there's no real excuse now that they can't really start looking to cut rates, probably by a quarter of a percent, so 0.25. But, look, anything helps people at the moment who are struggling to pay mortgages and so forth.
Yeah, especially with they're talking the carbon tax and that next year. Any money, any savings we can get now would be good, and especially just before Christmas, it'll might make. If they do cut it, will that then encourage people to go out and spend for Christmas?
Well, that's probably one of the benefits of it in terms of cutting rates. The whole purpose behind that is to then get people to start putting money back into the economy again and to really increase that sort of price growth. It's basically that balancing game. They're cutting rates to promote growth, but they will then sort of up rates to actually make sure that growth doesn't get out of control. So by cutting rates and moving into the Christmas period, and perhaps with the market unfolding as we hope, if it starts or keeps trending up, that could have a positive effect on the Christmas season, perhaps for retailers as well, and people may be perhaps a little bit more confident with going out and perhaps spending some more money over the Christmas period, which is good for all of us, isn't it?
It always bids well for going out and spending more money at Christmas time.
It certainly does.
I know that I know a few people that will be actually doing that, quite a lot of spending.
Okay.
Between now and Christmas.
Rightio.
So I'm hoping that some people are listening, and my Christmas present is very expensive.
Is that a bit of a hint for me there, Brett, is it?
Well, mate, I'm more than happy to get a couple of gold bars, Blake.
Oh, okay.
Be nice.
Oh, no worries at all. Just pull them out of the safe.
If you could. Yeah, well, I'm going all right in there, I see. And you guys been doing seminars and that around the world and town?
We haven't done a lot just recently. Obviously, Dale and Janine are both on Sky News quite a bit at the moment, so they're always sort of travelling around the countryside doing different things. We've done a few workshops, more seminars in Melbourne recently as well, but just getting the word out there because, again, we sort of think that perhaps overall, the markets, if it does sort of travel up for sort of the next few months, it may turn back down again. But hopefully, within the next sort of 9 to 12 months, the whole bearish side of the market will turn around. That's what we're looking at.
And the US market, how's that going?
The US market, with what we've seen over the last couple of days, again, just hinging on what's happened within Europe, that's been doing quite well. Overnight, it was up around, getting towards, I think, 300-odd points.
Okay.
So around 3%. So, but again, most major markets around the world have gone up, given what's happened in Europe and the leaders over there have basically come to the agreement to cut the Greek debt, so cut a lot of the bad debt that banks are actually holding by 50%.
You'd be pretty happy, wouldn't you, if you lent them money and they go, listen, sorry, we're not going to give it all back to you. You're only getting 50%.
That's exactly right. So, unfortunately, that also has knock-on effects. I mean, not only are they cutting their debt, but that also has knock-on effects to overseas investors and private creditors where they're saying, well, that's basically frowned upon, and that makes it harder for them, again, to actually try and raise capital to get out of the actual debt situation that they're in.
Yeah, and how much did Greeks get, what was it, a couple of few trillion or something?
Well, what they've actually done, they've agreed that they're going to increase the bailout fund to 1 trillion euros, so that's up from initially the amount was going to be about 200 or so billion. That then went to 440 billion, and analysts have basically come out and said that's going to be nowhere near enough, so they've actually said, okay, well, let's set it at 1 trillion. But in saying that, they're now banding about that they could actually increase or leverage that by about 5 to 1. So there could be just a stack more money coming in, which is just an incredible figure.
That's just, I mean, we used to talk about millions and then it got billions and billions of dollars, and now we're talking trillions.
Trillions of dollars. So
what's next after trillions, Blake?
I don't know.
Trillion?
That's
quadrillion?
I would say it'd be something like that, yeah. There you go. You have to put it out to the listeners. Hopefully someone can call up.
Someone can call in and tell us what above a trillion is.
Exactly right.
A quadrillion, that'd be nice.
That'd be good. But like I said, so that has all the knock-on effects of outside creditors frowning more so upon what's happening within Greece, and again, it'll make it a lot harder for their banks to actually raise capital. But it'll be interesting to see over the coming months how fast they're going to burn through that cash and what's actually going to happen there.
Yeah, what are they going to do with it? I mean, you know, we give them $1 trillion. Mm-hmm. What are they going to do?
Well, it's basically set up as a bit of a safety measure. So what they're looking at is more of a worst case scenario. So if what could happen is if Greece goes into default and the market falls over, they're basically looking at it from that point of view. Okay, if they do fall over, how much money are we going to need to actually get them out of all that debt and sort of get them back in line again? So they've taken that stance, but not only just for Greece, but also others like Italy, Spain, and if they all sort of fall over around the same time, that cash fund is there to actually assist them and help them to get out of trouble and pay off some more of that bad debt to actually get them back in line.
If they do fall over, is anyone held accountable to it? I mean, I know the government, they'll throw the government out, but at the end of the day, who's spending all the bloody money?
Well, that's the thing. I don't think it's probably going to be much like what happened within the US. A lot of the big global banks over there are the ones who were responsible for getting them into trouble, but no one's really been brought into line for what actually happened. So I think it's going to be a similar sort of thing in basically brushing responsibility under the carpet and more so concentrating on getting the economy back in line and growing and chugging along again.
I wonder if they'll get their bonuses for spending $1 trillion.
Oh, of course they will. Yeah, that'll definitely be on the cards. That's always the way it goes.
Oh, mate, look, I don't understand it all. I'm glad that's why we have you guys on to explain it all to us. Now, also, we have Wealth Within Radio, I believe, Blake, which is something that people can log into on your website, isn't it?
Yes, well, at the moment we are recording, we do record the phone conversations we have with you guys down at Pulse.
Well, not the ones we have before we go to air, is it?
No, it's not those ones.
That's
but
all right.
We are now putting those up on the website, so if people want to go to wealthwithin.com.au,
yep.
And then they can click on one of the little tabs there called Trading Room. And once you go into the Trading Room, you'll see the links there to listen to the phone conversation. So I believe the first one that was put up was the one that Janine had with the team down there last week.
Oh, okay.
But we are now putting those up. So if anyone's interested to go have a look, not only at those conversations, but we also, myself, Dale and Janine, put out our own podcasts on different subjects. And people are free to go and listen to those as well.
Oh, mate, I might have to go and have a look myself.
Yeah.
Not to listen to this rubbish, but on my side of the conversation anyway, but go and see what else is happening in
there. Of course, no worries at all.
Now, Blake, if people want to get hold of you or Janine or anyone else at Wealth Within, how can they do that?
Yes, so just go to the website, so wealthwithin.com.au, or give us a call on 9290 9999, or on Facebook, so facebook.com/wealthwithin.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.